Hello and welcome to Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
Hello, and I am Amy.
And this
welcome back.
Is our October episode.
It is. I'm sorry. Considering that the episodes come out at the end of the month, how is it nearly November?
Yeah, I know.
I don't like it.
It's frankly terrifying. I think
my
I say that.
My texts me.
We start this podcast in the same way. I can't believe it's been another month.
Yeah, true. My stepmom texts me and she was like, "Hi, how have you been?" And I was like, what do you mean, how have I been? That's very formal. And I'd literally not text her in like 3 weeks because I was like, oh my God, sorry, time is moving so fast.
But, love yeah. That. Poor Lisa. You're abandoning her.
Sorry, Lisa.
How are you? Like, we've not just been catching up for 15 minutes before we hit record.
Yeah, I am very good. I'll apologise in advance. I was just saying to Charles, if I sound wheezy at any point, I went into self-destruct mode at the gym before and absolutely annihilated myself in
on the
2 minutes. So, you know when, like, you breathe and you can't catch a breath and you're, like, literally, listen, like...
That's not like, accurate. Right.
No, that's not accurate. It's not breathing out, it's breathing in that hurts. So, like...
Oh, God. If Amy suddenly...
if I die...
If Amy suddenly goes silent, I need to ring you an ambulance.
At Unit 4, CrossFit, Preston, they're to blame. Also, look at the story because I'm on the bike and I'm literally going.
Okay.
Like everyone else is really calm, proper pushing it, and my body looks like it's made out of jelly.
So basically the story behind this is that Amy would send me a little video of whenever she was on the story, she'd send me the story so I could see her at CrossFit. And then I just followed them. But the thing is that Amy goes with a boyfriend and has Cal is so lazy. I saw him on it and he literally...
Oh, no, you can't say he's lazy. That is
no,
mean.
Wait, he's not lazy, but the only time I've ever seen him on that story, he did one burpee, stood up, put his hands on his hips, scratched his head and then just stood there and looked around and was like, but you're there going up, down, next
it was,
to him.
No, it was the way. So he'd done the burpee, he'd put his hands on his head for the jump and like... styled the hand on head into an itch and just stood there.
Yeah. And then he started like, looking around like, oh. So I
the
so
thing
I,
is
I replied to, I forwarded it to him and I was like, you lazy ass, carry on.
The thing is, it's like it's quite clearly obvious when one of the coaches presses record and you've got to be on the story because the music stops for like a second. So I know that is my time
that's
to
your
go
time
for it.
To
like,
shine.
That's the only reason on that video with Kyle styling it into a head scratcher. That's the only reason I'm carrying on. Like I was in genuine pain and I was like, no, I'm gonna be on the story. I really need to
just need to keep on going.
So I'm very wheezy. Other than
all right.
That.
Stephen Redgrave.
I didn't know who that was until 10 minutes ago.
It's
oh,
what,
my God.
He's, like, the most decorated British rower ever.
Talking about you comparing me to people, I know you've not watched House of Dragon, and I've already told you this, but I just need to tell everybody else because it's given me an ego. So anybody who watches House of Dragon, I think when this ep comes out, it will have finished. I think there's only one episode left, like, currently. Rhaenyra, the princess of Targaryen, like white blonde hair, and I always have my hair back, so it always looks really dark. But then I went out on Saturday and I had my little bangs down, so I looked quite blonde. And I was, you know, dancing with my girlie. I wasn't dancing. I don't dance. I was just stood there bopping with my girlies. Some guy comes up to me. I say guy. I think he was quite young, and he was like, "Excuse me." I was like, "Yeah." And I am a very awkward person, so I was like, "Yeah." But yeah, you're right. And he was like, "Do you watch House of Dragon?" I was like, "Yeah, I do actually." And he was like, "You really look like Rhaenyra." And I was like, literally in my head, I thought, "No, no, that's old Rhaenyra, young Rhaenyra." He's saying, "Cause there's old and there's young." And I was like, "Young or old?" And he said, "Young." And I was like, "Firstly, I don't, but secondly, that is actually quite a compliment." So.
Yeah.
I was like,
I think it's the nose.
Do you think? I didn't see it.
You both got cute little noses.
Yeah, but I was a bit like, I don't, but thanks. But also, that has given me an ego. All night, I was like, my friend Kat, who does watch House of Dragon, I was like, sorry, it's Rhaenyra here. She was like, oh my God, shut
off.
up.
That is so funny.
And I'm contemplating dyeing my hair darker at the weekend because I've got my hair appointment. But now I'm like, maybe I should go ice blonde.
Maybe I should become somebody else.
Maybe I should just be a Targaryen. But nothing much other than my ego being boosted and my voice sounding like I've smoked 80 a day for 80 years.
Yeah. Every girl in the country right now is having the same conversation of, oh, you know, I've been thinking about going darker, you know, for winter.
Yeah, I know.
I did it in August.
I have been thinking about it for a while, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm sure I mentioned it last time I got my hair done, but I was like, no, I'm going to stick it out because I'm scared of change.
Just
I
go slow into the dark because you're going
to... I feel like I'm already kind of already... Like, my hair is not that blonde at the minute.
It's not, but what I will say is that being, like, a dark brunette, going blonder, 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 and every time you come out the hairdresser, you're like, oh, my God, I feel so fresh.
Yeah,
and then you go darker and you're like, I'm not fresh. I'm not fresh at all. I just look like I've had, my hair just looks healthy.
Well, that's what happened last time I went in. I went a tiny bit darker, but I stayed blonde. And I was we love our hairdresser. We've spoken about him loads. He's amazing. But I came out and I was like, I really like it, but I don't feel like I've just had my hair done.
Yeah.
So I do know that that's going to be something that, but like,
I mean, I love it.
Keep looking at people with dark hair and being like, that looks so nice. And I don't know.
Just ease your way in. Because also, the only way to go from light to dark is that he's going to put dark on your hair, so it will wash out. It's just it just allows you to grow the blonde out so that you become darker. I guess, actually, maybe for you, he would actually put maybe more permanent colour on. I don't know.
But we'll see. Anyway, what's new with you?
Is that a loaded question? Whoa!
What's new with you? I'm not really sure, to be honest.
What's new with... Well, there's actually something more pressing. What's new with you?
Sorry.
Wheezy back at it again. You're getting Invisalign. Let's go for you first.
I am. I feel like all we've done is speak about me, but whatever. Okay.
Well, very quickly, you're getting Invisalign.
I am. I'm very excited. It starts on the 1st of December. Yeah. If there's not a cancellation before then, which I kind of hope there is, because I want to get it done. But I am quite gutted that I'll have a retainer in on Christmas Day, but I do feel like the retainer will stop me snacking altogether because I just love a snack.
Oh my God, it will. But also, it's good because your teeth will have moved a little bit by Christmas Day, but they'll not be hurting anymore. Like that first week of Invisalign is going to be... hell. But by the time you get to Christmas, you're gonna be like, yes, fuck that, I can eat my goddamn turkey,
and it'll be done by summer.
He'll get you in sooner if you can, I think.
Yeah, I hope so.
But yeah, you're gonna be looking fresh.
I was just saying when we were catching up before, so he's kind of changing the way my teeth are. But he's given me a slight overbite to, close some gaps. And I feel like I'm going to look quite different. Because it's it's not just my teeth straightening the way they are now. Like, he's literally going to be changing, my mouth slightly. Not my mouth. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Not my mouth. Anyway,
love.
What's new with you?
What's new with me? Well, in the last episode, we sort of hinted that we wished my life was slightly less dramatic. But I am a single gal back on the market, living the high life, got my nice new apartment, having a great time. And
really.
I'm on dating apps for the first time in my life, which is slightly depressing, but also I actually don't like saying it because I don't really know. People react to this in different ways, but I managed to get onto Raya. And
I had never heard of it.
Yeah. And it's It's a pretty cool app. But everybody's on there is super hot, which explains why I've got no matches.
Honey, you are approved for a reason. They obviously think you're
Obviously
pretty
think I'm hot
spicy.
to trot. But
I think you are hot.
the people that I do match with are like, or people that like me are like, so, well, they're all over the world for starters. Like, they connect you with people all over the world.
Do you not have like a radius that you can bring down?
No. There's like a nearby section. So if I go on it, then I can see all the people nearby me, but it's girls and guys. My setting, like, I'm straight, so my settings are set to match men. But when I go to the local map, it brings up all the girls. So I can see like girls dating profiles, which is quite interesting. But yeah, I'm on there. I'm on Hinge and it's wild. So I'm dating.
Nice, I like it. When I was dating, which was about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, the only thing around then really was Tinder.
Yeah,
And
that's how you
then
met Cal, wasn't it?
that's how I met Cal. Bumble was like kind of new, but it was a bit not really fun. But the thing with Tinder that they got rid of, what was really fun, they did Tinder groups.
Oh,
So
yeah.
say me and you were single, we could
Yeah.
go in our little Tinder group and find guys in a group and you'd match
The
with the group and it would
group.
be like a group chat. But it was actually like, so I used to do it with my friend Amber, who's like really, really gorgeous, and she's also got like big boobs.
She's a booby gal.
She's a booby girl.
Booby gal.
But me and like
Free
Kat used to go in
country.
groups with
Sorry.
her. Are you
Sorry,
okay?
at so much.
Big booby gal.
Big booby gal.
And it would always be like, Amber, you're fit. Other two, munters. And we'd be like, cool.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Awesome. And then one time, I did it with a few other friends and some guy. I don't know how why he thought he had the audacity. And he was like, he literally, I mean, I didn't enjoy it because it was obviously disrespectful, but I kind of enjoyed it because he only like he literally matched with us and put, Amy, you're fit, the rest of you are minging. And I was like,
So
that
mean to
is
all
so
of your mates.
mean. It's so mean, but also it's quite funny.
If there
But
was
also
any.
disrespectful, like, fuck off.
Yeah, if that was a thing now, I'd not fucking use it. Jesus.
Honestly, it was brutal. But like, I'm saying that compliment I got just then, but like the amount of times I got rinsed also
Yeah.
was bad. But I do kind of like it was actually quite funny. Like when you match with people who had like the same crack as you, it was quite funny.
Yeah.
But not me talking about dating apps when I've literally got a boyfriend. So sorry, I hope he
Yeah.
doesn't listen to this.
Well, I've got my dating apps now and it's fun, like it's fun and it's funny, but then I've been catfished multiple times by some creepy.
People are just so weird, aren't they?
Yeah, awful. But when I say catfish, I mean like clearly wasn't the person that they were pretending to be. Slash also managed to prove that one of them wasn't who they were saying they were. And then I didn't like it and was just like, this is shit. And then I got on Raya and started speaking to a few guys and I've been on a few dates, which is
Gorgeous.
fun.
Can we just say, I know people on this podcast, are quite aware. If you've been listening for quite a while, you'll understand mine and Charlie's debate, especially when it comes to Christmas time, about who is better,
Oh my God.
George Michael or Elton John. And when we put this to you guys on Instagram, Elton won.
Yeah,
And
boy.
yeah, boy. I wasn't mad because I've got nothing against Elton John. I just think George Michael's better. Like, George gave us Wham. Like, come on. And Charlie put this question to a guy that she went on a date with, and he said George Michael.
He said
So
George
he
Michael, and I
has.
was like, go and shag Amy then.
He has the approval from my. We sent
Yeah.
You forwarded him a voice note, didn't you?
Yeah,
Of
from you.
me. asking the question. And then he was like, this is such a really hard question because they're both so different, like literally like a minute long. And I just put, I sent a voice up back and was like, I don't want any bullshit. I don't want any reasonings. I just want your answer. I was like, there's no coming out of this. Just give me your answer. And I bet he was like,
no, so I forwarded that one. And then he was just like, all right, well, I've got to say, it's got to be George Michael. He's been through more. He's still, and he was like, I give money every month to a HIV and AIDS charity. I was like, oh my God, you are such a good person. So,
but yeah, he's a Georgie.
He's a Georgie, but also he's great. And the reason why we got onto that topic was because on our first date, we went to this bar and it was amazing. And when we got there, there was a guy playing piano and all he was playing was Elton John songs. I was like, oh my God, this is such a good omen. And he was like, I love Elton John. And then fucking turns out he loves George Michael more. So now he's dumped.
Who can you blame? No, I didn't mean to say that. How can you blame him?
Who can you blame? But anyway, the one of the reasons for us telling the dating thing is because I've obviously never been dating before. Also, can I just add, somebody binned me off the other day because I didn't reply to them enough.
That's just
that
weird.
Is
like,
weird, man.
You have your own life. You've got no commitments to this man. Who does he think he is?
Yeah, and then he was just like, you can't even muster up a response.
Muster up? What does he want you to do?
He never said that. He said, you don't have to reply to me, you know. It's fine. We ain't gonna meet. I'm not even sure why you messaged me over the weekend. And I said, oh my God, am I that much of a red flag? And he went, haha, you actually seem lovely, super nice. But yeah, your replying is horrific. And you messaged sporadically anyway, so it ain't going to be a thing. And I'm not even sure you know what you want from me. So the fuck how I'm supposed to know is beyond us both. And I was like, I've literally never met you. I replied and was like, I'm actually just really busy at work. I've never met you. How am I supposed to know what I want from you? And okay, whatever. Well, you're funny. But obviously, we're not going to meet. So if I ever bump into you, I'll say hi and that'll be that. And he just said, dope.
Dope, man.
And I was like, I don't have to reply to you all the time. But anyway,
audacity of people. It's actually unreal.
There is a girl who listens to this podcast, who is a sister of one of our friends from Social Chain, who knows him. So make yourself known, Miss .. And we'll reveal the identity. I wonder how she knows him.
The identity of the creepy man. I'm sorry, that is just too much. Like, if he's like that before you've even met.
I know.
That's only going to escalate and get worse.
I know. So anyway, the reason for the episode today and the topic is because I have had to put a lot of thought into my skincare routine leading up to dates, because you need to find a fine balance. We've never been able to actually do this topic before and actually have first-hand advice. And so basically my first date, so I've been on 4 dates with one guy, and this whole time we've done like different things, but the one redeeming factor is that it's always been getting dark. Like, every time I've seen, I'd be like, it'll be dark in an hour. And he'll not have to look at my face anymore. Or we'll be in a dark place. So it's not been so bad. However, as things are progressing, there's day dates. Mm. And you've got to see me in the daylight. Not that he hasn't seen me in the daylight already. But I just think it's a really, like, it's a big thing. It's like you're planning your outfit, you're planning your hair, and you're like, right, I need to do my skincare routine.
So what is your skincare routine before a date?
So I've actually got some advice for people, because I feel like a lot of people might go down the path of exfoliating.
Oh, yeah, like, give me the glow now.
Yeah, like, bam, 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 exfoliate, go, mask, go, hydration, go. They'll do everything, because they're like, let's just do it all because it's going to be great. And I felt like that, which is why I know some people will do it. And I obviously knew well enough to not do it. But then I got really stressed out because I was like, right, well, now I need to plan this, because when do I want to do my hydrating mask? When do I need to do my exfoliating? And then what do I do on the day? Like, do I have some kind of routine that's different, or do I just stick to what I know? So
this is like a routine leading up to a specific day.
Like a first date or something, yeah. So you know you're going on. So my first date with this guy was on a Thursday. So I was like, right, okay, Monday's fine. Tuesday, I'm going to do a Dr. Dennis peel thing, wipe. Because I know that the day after, my skin is sometimes quite oily. So I have to like time that. So you want to get your exfoliation in early, because then you're giving your skin a chance to do a full recovery on a day, and then you can go in with your hydration. However, what I will say is that there's sometimes, you know, when we've spoken before about products that kind of like bring you out, like a clay mask or like some kind of purifying, avoid, abort, don't do that because you'll break out.
Then, not what you want.
Not ideal, no. And then you don't want to do too much exfoliation, because either your skin will be red raw and really sensitive, or you could have like what you get, what is it, dermatitis or something if it's too sensitive. So I would generally say you want to do your normal routine 2 days before, get a good exfoliating done. The next day, you want to make sure you're doing plenty of hydration, drinking plenty of water. The day of the day, presuming that the date's in the evening, this is like the Thursday night. You want to wake up and do your normal skincare routine. And then as soon as you're about to start getting ready, do the hydrating face mask, let it settle, properly wash your face again because you don't want any residue. I learned recently that from doing this whole thing, a lot of hydrating masks actually make all your makeup like pill. You know, when you like put makeup on and it like bunches up. If it's got too much serum on it, more specifically, it's the Garnier sheet masks that do that. However, I think I've told you about them before, the Eucerin sheet masks for hydrating.
I think you have.
Incredible. So you do one of them, get in the shower, have your shower, start getting ready, do your normal skincare routine, like moisturiser and whatnot. And then Bob's your uncle and Fanny's your aunt. But what I will say is I had a minor breakout, and it turns out that it was the week before my period anyway. And I ran into Space NK. Shout out to the Space NK girls in St. Anne's Square. Because I ran in and I was like, basically, my normal Shiseido concealer was too pale and also isn't really for spots. So I went in and I was like, I just need something that's really heavy coverage. That is, like, I'm going on a date. I just need something, but I need to be able to use it with the brushes that I've got. She's like, okay, fine. So she does this whole like thing. She covers the spot. And I was like, well, I'm obviously going to have a shower. So I'm going to watch. And like, if you've got any advice, please give me it. And she does it. And I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. I sent you a picture and you literally couldn't see them at all. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. The color matched really well. And basically it was like a palette of two colors and then a powder. And I was like, okay. She was like, right, you need to mix it like this. Use this much of this colour, one part of this colour to two parts of this colour. That's what I've done for you. And I was like, okay, great. And I was like, okay, cool. So how much is this concealer then? And she went, I was thinking she'd be like 20 quid, 25 quid. I don't know, like higher end than going to Boots. And she went, it's £54. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? £54. I was like, oh God. I was like, I didn't want to spend that much. And she was just like, I know it is pricey, but she was like, it is going to do the job. And I was like, okay, well, let me go and have a think about it. So I literally walked out the shop. And you know, when you walk out of a shop and you either get that gut feeling of I should buy that or I shouldn't have bought that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got that feeling of I should have bought that. So I went back in and I ended up buying it, and it's probably the best investment I've ever made. Because since then, I've grown a fucking crater on the side of my face. And I've just started picking the next one.
That you sent the other day, it was like right on the side of your cheek. And it genuinely poked out so pointy that it looked like you had cheek filler.
Yeah, honestly.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, honestly, it was... I don't think I've ever had a spot like that. And this is like...
I'm normal, you know... quite a polite person, but I was like, fucking hell.
It was like, so
Jesus.
It was so bad. And also the worst part is that like all of the dates that we've had so far, like going for drinks, going for a meal, fine, and not had the spot. And now I'm playing tennis with him. So
nice.
It's going to be like a fucking floodlit tennis court. But the other good thing is that I am literally a tennis court distance away from him at all times.
Yeah, true.
Don't come near me. Stay away. But the predicament I've got now is that it needs popping and I just can't pop it because then tomorrow it'll be too hard to cover. But it's so 3D. That is, look.
That is willpower.
Should I pop it?
I'm bad at popping. I think it depends if you know what kind of pop it's going to be. If you think it's going to just be like really underwhelming, then I wouldn't. But if you think it's going to be sass. Because sometimes, and I know people disagree and you're not really meant to, I've had it before where I've had a spot and I've been so insistent. Say it's been on my forehead. I'm like, I'm not going to pop it. It'll make it worse. I'm not going to pop it.
Oh, and it's made it worse there. By not popping it. Yeah.
It's still there a week later. And I'm like, oh my God, just get it out of the way. Get it over and done with it. And I've popped it and it's gone down and been fine. But then I've also had it where I've popped it and it's blew up.
So but it's this can't blow up anymore.
It's a risk you're going to have to evaluate.
I honestly, I'm about 20% into the idea of cancelling the date.
No, don't be silly.
But he's like so busy. Yeah, and he's so busy that I probably won't be able to see him for another 7 years anyway. So that's depressing. But anyway, the concealer is Surratt, a brand I've never heard of before. S-U-R-R-A-T-T.
I've never heard of it either.
If you've got 54 quid to spend on a concealer, it's the best 54 quid you'll ever spend. If you have breakouts, oh, it's so thick. However, it's thick but blends so well and it doesn't cake. Like you genuinely...
Does it feel thick on your skin?
No.
Does it not?
No, you literally can't feel it on your skin.
I feel like I need that for my bags.
You should honestly love it.
Bags.
I'm obsessed with it. So
well,
yeah.
It's Crimbo coming up.
Yeah. There'll be offers on at Space NK, I'm sure.
Might go in on Saturday when I'm in. And drag when I'm literally dragging you around town.
Yeah, let's go in. They also told me to go back in and tell them how the date went. So I'm going to go back in and be like, I'm completely obsessed. Thank you for helping
me. I bet she's going to be like, who are you again?
No, she remembers me. She always goes, Charlotte.
Oh,
that's how much I spend in there. That's embarrassing. That's where all my money goes.
I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they were like, She's got 54 quid.
Yeah.
She spends £100 on a candle. Yeah.
Manager's in the background going, get the Surratt out, she'll never spend. So bad.
She bought a £70 SPF the other month. She can spend 50 quid on a concealer. Get it out.
Obsessed. So, yeah, there we go. I go in there every Christmas and I'm like, hi, ladies. I'm that
me.
Customer. It's me. I'm back. Well, whatever. I've just thought about all of the gifts I bought for my ex's sister and mum from Space NK. I hope they apply their £40 lipstick and think of me.
And at least you got the points for it though.
Yeah, true.
It wasn't all lost.
So anyway, yeah, that's my dating skincare update. I don't know if that's particularly useful or not, but yeah, it's a mad world out there. You never know who you're going to get. I was terrified he was going to be a catfish and he wasn't.
Yeah, after your bad experience. I guess that could be relevant for quite a lot of things, like a wedding, if you've got a night out planned, a party or...
Something's a big deal. Yeah.
If you just want to look nice or something, thank you for that.
Right, so we've just taken a break of the podcast so I could squeeze a spot. And Amy, do you want to describe what happened?
I don't really know. I've not really got the words. It was...
barbaric.
I mean, we're quite vile in that aspect, aren't we? Like, you just did it on camera. I was like, lower, lower, go on, I can't see. Like... I think a lot of people would be like, but then I also know a lot of people would be like, yeah, I'd do the same. And it was like, I've never seen anything shoot so quick in my life.
It really hurt. It literally I really had was to like, give it some welly.
Well, like we thought, didn't we? You were like, it's not ready. And I could tell you were giving up on the squeezing. And then all of a sudden, it literally was like a volcano had erupted and now you've got peas on your face.
Guys, I'm actually putting, like, I've got frozen peas on my face because it's, I'm trying to find, like, a good, ah, there we go, yeah.
It's quite a nice sound, like, it's like ASMR-y.
Oh, is it?
With the peas, yeah.
Tell you what isn't nice. Giant spot on my face. Right, well, I think we've done the right thing because my date is tomorrow. And the poor sod is going to pick me up and take me to tennis. He's going to take one poor look soddy. At me.
If that would have erupted whilst you were with him, it would have taken his eye out. You needed to have done that.
Oh my God. It went so far. It really did need doing. Why does he? Why do these things happen to us?
I don't know. They happen to everyone. We're all right. We're good.
Well.
Dupes.
Yeah. So you wanted to talk about dupes.
I just kind of thought, like, I know Aldi are, like, known for it. Like, they're Liqueura dupes. But some of them actually bang. Like, sorry, but they do. So some of them that they've got in store at the minute, they've got, like, a dupe of the Laura Mercier, like, honey bath. That's meant to be really nice. I've not tried it because I don't really bathe much. I'm a shower gal. So I've not tried it, but it's meant to be really nice. They've got, like, loads of Elemis dupes in at the minute. I just think it's unreal. Like, the thing is, I will try a little bit of skincare. Like, I'll try a bit of eye cream. I'll try, you know, a bit of, like, they had a vitamin C booster. I tried that. It was all right. And they've been doing for ages, haven't they, dupes of, like, the Pixi Toner.
Oh, yeah. Do you like that stuff?
Yeah, I think it's quite good. That's been going for years, that one. There are a few that I've seen that are dupes of things that I really love. Like, for example, the setting powder from Laura Mercier. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah, you know, I've seen that.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. Like, I personally, that tub lasts me, like, 6 months anyway. Yeah. So I was like, nah, I ain't going to try that.
Yeah.
You just whacking your peas.
Sorry.
But I'm actually not against a dupe. I think they're really good. And there's actually three that I have bought from Aldi in the past that are actually incredible. So the first was, do you know Glossier do that, like,
hyaluronic acid?
No, high glow or something. It's like the highlighter, but it's like dewy highlighter with, like, the moisturising stick down the middle.
Oh, yes.
It's like £16, isn't it? Or it used to be, because I used to buy it. Aldi did a dupe of it about I'm sure I had it when we lived together, so ages ago.
Yeah, you did.
And I bought two of them, and I'm still on my first, because it's, you only need, like, a little dab. It's incredible. Honestly, the value for money there. And sometimes what they do is they release stuff, and then they'll bring it back, like, the next year. They've not done it with this, and I'm getting worried because I cannot find the second one that I bought. Honestly, if you see the dupe for it, think they did two. They did, like, a clear one, which is just, like, a clear shine, and a bronzed one as well.
Ooh.
If you see that, if it comes back, get it. It is unreal. It's so good.
Do you know if it's going to come back or not?
No idea. Couldn't tell you.
That's sad.
I know, it really is. I would stock up. I'm pretty sure it's about £3 or £4, but it very good. The second one, which is probably the best one of them all. Tan Lux. Now, I've never tried the Tan Lux drops. Have you?
No.
Like, the actual branded ones?
No.
I'm an Isle of Paradise girl. If you want to hear more about Isle of Paradise, we do have an episode with the fabulous Jules.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I tried the drops from Isle of Paradise, but I'd never tried them from Tan Lux. But Aldi did. Because you can tell, can't you, like, what they're trying to imitate. Like,
they are not shy with it at all.
Which has landed them in quite a few. Well, I mean, they've been in a few lawsuits, haven't they? Colin being the main.
Yeah.
Anyway, I stan for Aldi Colin. Oh, my God. It's Cuthbert, isn't it, Aldi?
Yeah.
I stand for Cuthbert. I saw an Instagram post today, Kyle sent it me, of it's like a Halloween Colin. And so it's like a mummified Colin. So it's basically Colin wrapped in white chocolate.
Oh!
I know, it looks
Get me one of those.
But anyway, that's off the topic. So yeah, the Tan Lux, they sold the drops for, pretty sure it was like last Christmas, you know, because I'm sure it was in like a little Christmas bauble to be like a gift set. And they did lights to medium or medium to dark. I know. Mm. And it was about, I think it was $4.99. And I got light to medium because it was the only one they had. They are so good. Honestly.
Really?
I told everybody. I was like, get them. I was like, they're really, really good. And no one ever got them. And then they started stocking them again a few months ago. So I bought another one. And like, I'd go to the gym and people would be like, oh my God, you look so glowy. And I'm like, it's the tan looks dupes. I was like, if you didn't cop that when they came out, then that's your own fault because yeah. I told you to. Like, I literally screamed from the rooftops and they were £5, under £5. Incredible.
Oh my God. The only problem that I have with dupes is that I get worried about the ingredients in them. Like, are they coming from the same factory? Is that why they're dupes? Or are they just trying to make the same product but doing it really cheap and using really cheap ingredients? That's my only gripe.
I do understand and I don't actually know. I'm not sure. I do look at the ingredients and like if I'm ever in store and I'm thinking, oh, this looks good. I wonder if it's a good dupe. I'll do a little Google first.
Oh, yeah.
If there's any like reviews out there and stuff. Because I did try once. It was like an avocado eye cream, which like you'd think would be a dupe for Kiehl's, but it was actually a dupe for Glow Recipe because the packaging was really similar. And the Glow Recipe, they're the ones that have like the papaya face cream and banana face mask and stuff like that in like the quite fun bright packaging and they had all that as well.
Oh, you so mean tried...
papaya. Anyway, they had all that and I tried the avocado eye cream. It was all right, it was nice, but to be fair, an eye cream's an eye cream. Like, I'm yet to find an eye cream. Like, I love an eye cream, but I'm yet to find one that I think, oh wow.
Yeah.
Like, I like them for hydrating, but, like, we've spoke about this before, haven't we? Like, you're never going to truly get rid of your dark circles because it's literally just thin skin. Like, what are you meant to do?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was all right. And then the third that I really like, and I've never tried this brand full stop, the one that they were duping.
Yeah.
So it was a glossy, dewy lip balm, $1.99. And it's grapefruit flavoured. This is the one, I bought about three of them because like, all my friends were like, they're so good. And I'll be damned if I don't have a lip balm on me. Like, I am fucked. If I don't have a lip balm on me, it ruins my day. Like, wait, I am not a dry lip girl.
Can I just interrupt and say that they're now doing Vaseline in tubes, squeezy tubes?
I know. You sent me a picture. I need one.
Yeah.
I am not a dry lip girl. I am my lips need to be hydrated all the time. Otherwise, I get angry. So I was like, I need this lip balm. It looks really good. And it was always sold out. So I bought three when they finally came back in different flavours. Mm. This was the one, do you not remember? Honey got hold of it.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, it was like a pink one, like a pink, dewy kind of balm. She was biting it. She got it all over the sofa.
Awful.
All over the sofa. But that is meant to be a dupe for, I never know how you say it. I don't know how you say it. Laniege. Laniege.
Yeah.
That's a dupe of their glowy berry balm for £16 that retails at. And the Aldi one is £1.99. And honestly, it is so good. I've literally got it on me somewhere right now.
Okay,
and
so when you say dupe, but when you say dupe, do you mean dupe as the product or dupe as just the packaging?
The product. It's meant to be the same product as well. Like, so good. Honestly, it's amazing. But talking of honey, I've not just told her this yet, biting and chewing things. Guess what she got hold of the other day? And she's not really a destructive dog, so like I don't really have to hide things away apart from socks. She loves a sock.
Yeah.
Guess what she got hold of the other day?
What?
My Ganny beanie.
I was literally about to say Ganny.
My Ganny
beanie. Oh, shit.
And it was my green one as well. And I'm there. And I'm like, she's been quiet. So I'll go and look at what she's doing. And she's on the top of the stairs with it in her mouth.
Oh,
and I run upstairs. And it's got two big holes in it.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like fumbling, trying to get it to like how I wear it to see where the holes are.
Yeah.
Luckily, one of them. So I'd never properly looked at how it's made and stuff before, but obviously because it's really good quality, the inside of it is made up of two layers.
Oh, I see.
So one of the holes is in the inside layer, and then the other hole is kind of on the bit that turns over, but at the back. So I'm gonna just get my grandma to sew that up. Honestly, I could have killed her.
Oh my god! Well, that's the reason why my teddy looks the way she does.
Yeah, because you eat it.
No, the dog ate it. That's one bad thing about dating. One, if I get another boyfriend, I'm not whispering a word about this podcast. I can't go through that again. That was too embarrassing the first time. This first two times, actually.
Families and stuff.
Yeah. And then the other thing is that I have to reintroduce Dottie. And there's not even the dog died now. So I can't even be like, oh, but look how cute he is. He ate a head. No, he's not even alive. So great.
So Dottie is this cute little doll that you got, isn't it? When you were young.
And he was born.
You're basically 29 now. So that doll is 29 years old.
Basically 29. I am 29.
It shows. Charlie, it's hanging on by a thread because you literally sit on the couch and eat it. You nibble on it. You eat it.
I showed the guy that I was dating, who was just like, wait, what? And I said, I was like, oh, wait until you see my teddy. That's going to be a big red flag. And he was just like, all right, no, teddy's fine, whatever. And I was like, no, baby,
it's
no.
Not a teddy, honey. It's a bit of material.
And so I sent him a picture of it just in my hand so you couldn't actually see it. He was like, wait, what? You could like see a bit of the bottom poking out the bottom of my hand. And he was like, wait, how... Is that a teddy? I was like, yeah, it fits in my hand. Used to be a teddy.
It's awful. I feel like you need to introduce Dottie on the stories when this ep goes live, so people can actually see truly how horrific a life she's had.
Oh, my angel. Anyway,
she's deteriorated a lot.
She is. She's really bad, actually. So poor Dottie. This is going to be me single for the rest of my life now because of Dottie.
Yeah. Dottie over any man, though.
Yeah, always. She's never going to leave me. Maybe one day.
She's got no choice. You've literally eaten her limbs. She cannot leave.
She must stay.
She is bound to you.
Oh, God. Okay, well, what are your plans for November? What can we expect to hear when we next come back? I wonder if I'll have any dating updates.
You definitely will. So November, I've got in my calendar, I am going to see Kendrick Lamar.
Fun.
I'm also going to see N-Dubs.
Oh, fun.
It was a present for Callum's birthday because he actually like...
Oh my God, you know, yeah.
Guilty pleasure. But it's quite nice because we're going to stay over in Manchester and like go Christmas shopping the next day because it's like the end of November.
Can I come and meet you both for a drink?
Of course you can.
Thank you.
And then it's looking pretty quiet, to be fair. What about you?
I'm probably going to get dumped. Joking. Well, obviously, it's remember the 5th of November, bonfire night. Don't know
what
if I'll do
is
anything.
That on this year?
That's on the Saturday the 5th, but I don't.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Saturday, that's quite good.
Don't know if I'll do anything for that. It's my friend's birthday. And then Glastonbury tickets on sale on the 6th.
Nice. Have you seen the price of them now? I do kind of understand.
Why, how much are they?
£350.
Oh, that's fine. I'd pay that. They used to be like £285.
And I do get everything has shot up, so she's gonna have to be paying more. But also, what is it? I paid £94 the other day for a Blink-182 ticket. So, I mean, it kind of works out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then,
Then I have a very chilled weekend. Then I've got my girls in Manchester, which is going to be really fun. Then, when's our Pi Day? Oh, that's this month.
That's this month.
Yeah, it's going to be a very fun month. And then I'll be back. Maybe I'll have some dating updates. Maybe I'll have updates about this spot. Do you remember the one on this side? Still got a scar. Awful. But anyway, we'll love you and leave you. I hope you enjoyed that really long episode.
Basically about nothing, but we're still here giving it to you.
Yeah, we're still here. Mm. Have a wonderful November, and we will see you in a month's time.
We shall, where we'll start the episode by going, oh my god, I can't believe it's nearly December.
It's been a month again.
Oh my god, this year's going so quick.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Right. Love you, bye.
Bye.